Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Zayin. Sanhedrin daf Samach Zayin. I think we got all the way up to the Mishnah, right? We got up to the Mishnah yesterday. Okay, so Samach Zayin Amaral says the Mishnah. Hamesis zehedyot, vahamesis esahedyot. So when we refer to someone who's mesis, a mesis that we consider to be included in the list of chayaviskila is referring to a hedyot that does the hasasa. Now, hedyot just means regular guy. So hedyot as opposed to what? So Rashi points out, hedyot aval navi shehi seis enobiskila. As opposed to a Navi. If a Navi is Mesis other people, then he doesn't get Skila, he gets a different Misa, he gets Chenek. Now, Hamesis Esa Hedyot means that the victim of the Hasasa, not, I don't know if you call it a victim, but the one who has been led astray, right, the one who's been led to do the Avodah Zarah, also has to be a Hedyot. So what does that mean? He also has to be a Hedyot as opposed to what? As opposed to a Navi? What are we talking about over there? So says Rashi, Hamesis Esa Hedyot hu de Beskila, Avol Mesis Esa Rabim. But if you're Mesis, the Rabbim, not referring to, it's not Hedyot versus Rabbim over here. Now, in the second line of the Mishnah, it's Hedyot versus a community. Kigon, Irenidachas, Bechenek. For instance, if you're Mesis, an entire city, so then you get Chenek, then you're not going to get, that's called a Madiach, you get Chenek, you don't get Skila. Kidim Farish B'Gemara, like the Gemara will explain. V'hal lekal amedak, says Rashi, but do not make the following diuk. Aval Mesis as Hanavi Bechenek. That if a person leads a Navi to do a Avodah Zarah, that he's going to get chenek. The lo matzinu chiluk bein mesis as hanavi le mesis as a hedyot, because we never find anywhere that there's any sort of distinction between someone who's mesis a navi and someone who's mesis a hedyot. Aval matzinu chiluk bein navi shehisis la hedyot shehisis. But we do find a difference between the navi who does the hasasa and the hedyot who does the hasasa. The hedyot shehisis ksiv the sakaltu ba'avanim ubenavi ksiv v'anavi because it says beferish that a regular guy that does hasasa gets skila, and it says beferish in the Torah that a navi or chalei machalom is going to get misa. And whenever it says misa in the Torah, we always assume stam misa in the Torah is chenek, is not skila. So when it comes to who the mesis is, the chiluk is between a regular person and a navi. When it comes to who the nisas is, the chiluk is between an individual and a community. So the Mishnah goes on. Amar yesh yira b'makom ploni. So how does a mesis work? What does he do? So if he says, well, there is a yira, there is a certain avodah zarah in a certain place, kach ochelas, kach shosa, kach mativa, kach maria, and he starts describing the supposed qualities of this avodah zarah, that the avodah zarah eats this, drinks this, it does this good and this bad, meaning it has these sort of powers for good and the following powers for evil, and it starts describing the avodah zarah to you. We discussed the Gemara earlier that says that very often they start describing when the way the Mesis operates is he starts describing Avodah Zarahs that are at a great distance from you so that you can't check it out for yourself. And that's what the Gemara darshan from a Pasuk, that you should look at the Avodah Zarahs that are Krovim and you'll understand how much substance there is to the Avodah Zarahs that are Rechokim. Whenever they describe these incredibly powerful forces that are at the other end of the world, it's no different than the local Avodah Zarahs. It's just that when you're not there to check it out, they could lie to you. And a mesis, as we've discussed, there's no concept of yitzilua eda by a mesis. And therefore, whereas by every other misa in the Torah, we work very hard to try to get the person off the hook, to try to save the person's life, when it comes to the mesis, we do not work hard at all to try to save the person's life. To the contrary, we are geared toward trying to catch him. We want to chop him, and we view his behavior as so destructive, and he's such so dangerous to be out there that we want to, and his avera was so severe that we want to catch him and we want to get him killed as soon as possible. So all of the misas in the Torah, you can't hide Edim to chap him except for this misa in the Torah. And the Mishnah is going to explain exactly how it works. Amr l'shnayim, hein edav, umavino so lebezin, v'soklin oso. If the mesis tried to get two people, so he started to be mesis, two people, and tried to convince them to do Avodah Zarah, at the same time, right, he's speaking to a group of two people, well then they can serve as the edim, bring him to Bezin, and he'll get skila. If you see Rashi, Amr l'shnayim yachad, hein atzma nasu edim, they themselves become the edim, and the key is, is ve'in tzrichin lahasros bo kishar chayav emisos. The point is they immediately become as edim. They don't normally you become edim when you're the ones that give them asra and you tell them don't do this or else. No, but over here you don't need to give asra like other misos. El mvinos ol bezin d'chzuv lo sachmovlos chaselav. You bring him to bezin right away. The pasuk says you can't have rachmanos. No rachmanos on the mesis. If he starts to be mesis, you bring him to bezin right away. The two guys who we tried to be mesis themselves serve as the edim. Back in the Mishnah, Amr la'echad hu omer yeshli chaverim rotzim mekach. If he comes to one person and starts to be maces him, so the idea for in order to chap him, in order to get him, is that individual who is being nisa should say, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. I've got a lot of friends who might be interested. So come, maybe share it with my friends. So and then, as soon as he starts sharing it with more than one person at a time, those two people or more will serve as the edim, and they'll immediately be able to bring him to Bezin and get him killed. But Arum, if the Mesis is a slick, sly person and he realizes that you're trying to chap him, and that's why he's always makbid to go over to individuals. So when you say, I have a friend, so he might say, oh yeah, give me their phone numbers, and he'll approach each of them individually. So he's not going to go to a group of people, ve'inu yachol adaber b'fneim, and he's not going to speak in front of them. So then what you do is you hide Edim, and this is what we were referring to before, that all other Mises in the Torah machminim chutz mizu, or not machmin chutz mizu, we hide Edim behind a fence. And then the Nisas will say to the Mises, remember we had that private conversation before about that really great idea that you had? Why don't you repeat that idea again so that I could hear it again? So he'll repeat the idea again, he'll repeat the idea of being Ovid Avodah Zarah, v'homerlo, and then you say, how could you say that? How could we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go and worship stones and wood? If at that point he's willing to be chozer, he's willing to do tshuva, so wonderful. If he says, you know what, I don't know what came over me, you're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they know the Milvado, and there's nothing to be involved with over here, so that's wonderful. But if he says, what do you mean? This is the new wave. This is what life is supposed to be about. This is the wave of the future. This is good for us. Then home the mechori gather mavinos on the bezim sokan. So the people who are hiding behind the fence immediately pop up. They cuff him. They bring him to Bezdin, and they, it doesn't say they cuff him, but you know whatever they do, they force him and they bring him to Bezdin and they give him skila. Haomer evod. If a guy says, I will worship, elich veevod, I will go worship. Nelich never let us go worship. Azaveach elich azaveach nelich v'nazaveach. Act here, elich va'act here, nelich v'nact here, anasech. It's going through all of the four basic avodos for Avodah Zarah. If you say, it doesn't mean you have to say all of these lashonos. You say any one of these lashonos, that I will do it, I will go and do it, or let us go and do it, right? Elich v'anasech, nelich v'anasech, eshtachaveh, elich v'eshtachaveh, nelich v'eshtachaveh. All of that is included, right? All of that is considered a mesis. And if you say any of those lashonos, then it's considered to be a mesis. Okay, says the Gemara, HaMesis is a hedyot, that the mesis has to be a hedyot who's mesis, not a navi who's mesis. Time the hedyot, ha-navi b'chenek. Sounds like it's dafka if it's a hedyot, but if it were a navi, right, we know that the difference would be that an individual would get skila, a regular individual would get skila, but a navi would get chenek, he'd get a different misa. Va-mesis es ha-hedyot, and the chiluk now, the diuk that we're going to make from mesis es ha-hedyot has nothing to do with a navi versus a regular person. It's a totally different diuk. Time with the yachid, ha-rabim b'chenek. The reason is that it's a yachid, but if it were a rabim that were being Nisas, then would get chenek. So Masnisin Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon he. Our Mishnah must be authored by Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, because we have the following Braisa. Navi Sheidiach Beskila, Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek. A Navi that's Madiach, people to do Avodah Zarah, is going to get Skila, whereas Rabbi Shimon says the Navi that's Madiach is going to get chenek. So since our Mishnah's Dafka says that the only one who's Mesis that's going to get Skila is a regular guy, not a Navi, so we see that it must be that's in line with Rabbi Shimon's opinion, because the Tanakhama holds that even a Navi Shehidiach is Beskila. Now, notice the Lashon that he uses is Shehidiach. right? So it doesn't, so lav davka shehid, hidiach normally is the phrase used to describe being madiach in Eren Nidachas, whereas mesis is described to be geared toward the individual. That's normally the way the phrases are used. That's not our focus over here, right? The focus over here is that it's who's doing the hasasa, not who the victim of the hasasa is. Madiach Eren Nidachas peskil, then the second half, right, is about that. Madiach Eren Nidachas peskil, Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek. The people who are madiach in Eren Nidachas get skila. Rabbi Shimon says, no, if the victims are rabbim, then they're only going to get chenek. So you see both parts, the Mishnah, the Mishnah is going in line with Rabbi Shimon. So, frak the Gemara, really, does it go entirely in line with Rabbi Shimon? Right, the Mishnah goes on to say that what is a Madiach? Someone who says, let's go do Avodah Zarah. Vam Ravidam Rav, Madiach Yer Nidachas Shanu. That's a reference to Madiach Yer Nidachas. So, Asan Rabbanan, that seems to go like the Rabbanan, because the Mishnah goes on to say that people who say Nelech Venavar Avodah Zkachavim, when it's referring to Yer Nidachas, that they get skila. So it sounds like the end of the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan. If you look at Rashi, Madiach Yer Nidachas Shanu b'Mishnah Seinu Zos, in this Mishnah, Vashmin and Seifa, the Madiach the Reisha b'Madiach Yer Nidachas Kamar, that when we say Madiach in the Reisha, we're referring to Madiach Yer Nidachas, V'achi Kamar, HaMadiach the Tnan La'el, the Madiach that we were referring to before, Bahadei Niskalin, who gets skila, we listed in Daf Nun Gimel. You have to realize, we've been doing one sugya for the last 15 blot, right? In Daf Nun Gimel, we gave a list of the people who get skila, and all we've been doing since then is discussing what the details of those people are. So, with the Madiach who's mentioned on the list of Chayvei Skila, so the bottom line is, what do you see? That's going like the Rabbanan. So, Reisha Rabbi Shimon, Sefer Rabbanan. So, it turns out that the Reisha is going like Rabbi Shimon, and the Sefer is going like the Rabbanan. So, the Mishnah is inconsistent. So, Ravina Amar, Ravina will say, no, Kula Rabbanan. The entire Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan. Lozu avzu katani, and it's a lozu avzu. So there's a girsa issue over here that Rashi discusses. Ravina Amar or Amar Ravina, right? So what's the difference between Ravina Amar and Amar Ravina? So we've discussed several times in the past, right, that whenever you have the name before the Amar, so it implies machlokas. Whenever you have the Amar before the name, then it implies that he's just adding, but he's not actually being chalek on anything that was previously said. So what's going on over here? Ravina says that it's all the Rabbanan, the entire thing is the Rabbanan, and what are we going to do about the fact that we Dafka said that there's a difference between a Hedyot and a Navi, etc. So it's Lozu Avzu Katani. So look at Rashi. Ravina Amar Garas V'Logar Sinan Amar Ravina. We're going to Ravina Amar and not Amar Ravina. The Iuver of Papa Lo Pligi, because Ravina over here is not coming to argue. One second, that's backwards, no? When it says Ravina Amar, normally that shows Machlokas. Let's see. So Ravina Amar Garz, Lo Garzin Amar Ravina, Di'uva Rav Papa Lo Pligi, because both Ravina and Rav Papa are not our... Oh, no, because Rav Papa is the next opinion. Right, meaning the point is, Amar Ravina would be the original statement. Rav Papa Amar would then be Cholik on him. Let's see how Rashi plays it out. So Di'uva Rav Papa Lo Pligi, El Amar Metarit Zchada, Umar Metarit Zchada. They're not arguing. They just each give their own answers. Velo Pligi. Because we've already said that the Reisha sounds like it's going only according to Rabbi Shimon. These Amoraim are trying to show you how the Reisha could even be going according to the Rabbanan. Ravina was mitarit in one way by saying that the Reisha could also be going like the Rabbanan. And when the Mishnah says that you're only chayv skila for being mesis a hediot, lav lumute mesis as a rabbi masa, it's not coming to say, but you're not chayiv skila for being meisus rabbim. No, you are chayiv skila for being meisus rabbim. That's the shita of the rabbanon. El travayu tana luhu tana reisha meisus asayachid v'hadav tana seifa madiach zomer l'rabbim neilich v'navar avodus chavim. It's a lozu avzukatani. It starts off by saying if you're meisus an individual, you're chayiv skila, and then it says if you say neilich v'navar to an entire group of people, you're chayiv skila. Says Rashi further v'lozu avzukatani. Katani Klomar, I Kashalach, Lisni Mesis as Rabin, Vlo Lisni Mesis a Yachid, the Pshita, the Kulu Modba de Beskila, and if you're wondering, well, why even mention when you're Mesis as Yachid, you get Skila? That's enough in a Pasuk. No one's going to argue on that. Only discuss, if you want to express the Shita of the Rabbanon, so only discuss Mesis as a Rabin. So that's what Ravina answers, Urchalatana Lemisni Yachi, Tana Milsa Beresha de Pshita Lei, that very often that's how Mishnayos work. We start off with something that's very obvious, v'hadatan rabusa, and then we go on and we move on to a greater chiddush. V'lozu demesis yachid b'lvad b'skila, el avzu demesis rabin b'skila. Not only is someone who's mesis a yachid going to be chayiv skila, but even someone who's going to be mesis a rabin is chayiv skila. Udulok Rabbi Shimon, and that's against Rabbi Shimon. That's all Ravina. Now let's go back in the Gemara and see Rav Papa, and then we'll pick up the Rashi from there. So first back in the Gemara, Rav Papa Amar ki katani mesis zehediot lahachmana. That when we say mesis is a hedyot, that when we say that only a hedyot is mesis, is included in whatever we're discussing about mesis, that's in reference to hachmana. Back in Rashi now, third wide line of Rashi, Rav Papa asa aflu trutse l'duktani ha-mesis a hedyot, lav l'mute navi ha-mesis, katani, and Rav Papa's coming to be matari, it's not only who the victims are, but who the mesis is. He's being matari, it's a different part of the Resha. That when we say that the mesis is a hedyot, it doesn't mean, but if the mesis is a navi, he's not going to get skila, right? It's not going to be my navi a mesis katani, ala kala masisim kari adyotos. Anyone who's mesis is called a hedyot. Well, you think we're going to call a guy who's mesis, we're going to give him a title? We're going to give him an honorary title? No, all the mesisim are called hedyot, mishmachmana, kolomer, mesis hedyot vishotahu. It's, by definition, when he's mesis, he has earned himself the title of hedyot. Hedyot means an idiot. It doesn't mean a regular guy versus a navi. Umidas hakal noig bo shemekilin bechayev shekol chayev imisos tzrich nasra v'zenari brachmana. Right, a hedyot is someone who doesn't take things seriously that should be taken seriously. He doesn't have the intellect to distinguish between that which is serious and that which is not serious. So what does he take lightly? Only the most important question in all of life, which is, what are we here for? Who are we here to serve? So he takes that issue too lightly. So we call him a hedyot by definition. So that's all it's coming to do. So that's why Rashi wants to say that Ravina and Rav Papa aren't arguing. They're actually addressing two different lines in the Mishnah, right? Rav Papa is addressing Hamesis Zehediot, and Ravina is addressing Hamesis Esahediot. Just notice if you look at Tosfos, Ravina Amar Pirsha Kunchus Logar Sinon Amar Ravina, Diyuv Rav Papa Lo Pligi, Veinzu Shitas Hashas, Rabbeinu Tam Farish, Ravina Mishani Kulamas Nisin. Rabbeinu Tam is a different Pshat. Rabbeinu Tam says that Ravina is Metaritz the entire Mishnah. Ta Hamesis Zehediot, the Mashma Hediot Volonavi, Nami Zuav Zukatani. When it says Mesis Zehediot, Ravina's addressing that line also, right? He's trying to say is part of Velozu Avzu. Ditran Besefa, Mesis Zehediot, the Mashma Kolmisha Mesis Afilunavi. The Sefa is going to say Mesis Zehediot means anyone who's Mesis. Doesn't matter who is Mesis, even if a Navi is Mesis. And the Resha just started off by talking about a regular guy who's Mesis. So it's Velozu Avzu. Not only if a regular guy does that Sasa, but even if anybody does that Sasa, including a Navi. It doesn't spell out Navi in the Seifa, but that's what it means to include when it says Mesis Esa Hedyot, that it doesn't make a difference. We're not Mechalik who the Mesis is. V'Rav Papa Halom Estavrle, Dimishum Dukhtani HaMesis Esa Hedyot, Tassel Meim Rafilu Navi. And Rav Papa's saying, come on, if the Seifa never identifies Navi, then you can't tell me that it's a Lozu Avzu Katani, because part of the idea of saying a Chiddush is letting people know that you're saying something new that wasn't said before. Now, you wouldn't just say HaMesis as a Hedyot if you're trying to say a Chiddush about who's doing the Asasa, not about the Nisas. Right? So Rav Papa says it can't be that HaMesis as a Hedyot is coming to be Mechadesh, even if it's a Navi that's Mesis. So Rav Papa comes to address the Mesis Zehediot line differently, that it's not a Lozu Avzu, but Mesis Zehediot is definitional. If you are a Mesis, by definition, you are a Hedyot. That's how Rav Papa understands it. So in fact, they are arguing. What I still don't understand is why it makes a difference whether it's Ravina Amar or Amar Ravina over here in that direction. I would have said it's the opposite, right? Because normally machlokesim work in the other way, unless maybe with the first shita works the other way around. Right, it could be that I'm not familiar with this, but it could be that when you're saying the first of the two shittos, so if you're presenting a machlokas in the first of the two shittos, and you wanted to present the machlokas, the first shita should have the amar before the ravina. I never heard that rule before, but that's what Rashi and Tosfos seem to be assuming over here. Okay, so says the Gemara further. So Rav Papa had said ki katani mesis is a head yot. Right? We said all of the misos in the Torah, you don't do achmana except for this misa. So what do? We light a candle in an inner room in the chadri chadarim because a mesis, if he has any intelligence whatsoever, is not going to speak publicly because he knows any two Orthodox Jews that hear him speaking are going to go and immediately bring him to Beis Din. So they light a candle in some hideout somewhere. And they set up Edim in the outer room so that they're able to see the Mesis and they'll be able to hear his voice and he won't be able to see them. And they say, tell me what you said privately. Tell me what you said to me privately. And he'll say it again. Same story. And they'll say, well, how could you do this? How could you leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Im chazer b'mutav. And if he's chazer, good. And if they say, well, that's our chavah, that's what we have to do, send the edim who hear it from the outside, they bring him to Beis Din and they get him skila right away. So the idea of shomer kolo over here is not a tviyas. It's not that they recognize him by the voice, right? The Gemara Dafka points out that the Rohan also and Shomon Eskolo, that it's not enough if they just hear his voice. They have to see him and hear his voice, right? That's the way they set it up, that they see him and hear his voice, but he doesn't see them, and they're obviously going to remain quiet the entire time. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamadiach. What is a Madiach? Zeomer Nelich Menavad Avodas Chavim. Someone who says to a group of people, let us go and be over to Avodas Zara. Hamachashev. If a person practices kishuv, so then it really depends on how he practices kishuv, exactly what punishment he's going to get. Right? Even though a mechashev is listed as skila, we're going to see not every mechashev gets skila. It really depends on how he practices his craft. Hamechashev ha'osa ma'isa chayiv. If he does an actual ma'isa of kishuv, then he's going to be chayiv. V'lo ha'ochiz ha'sayinayim. But if he's just sleight of hand, that's not going to be chayiv misa, chayiv skila. Rabbi Kiva omer mishum Rabbi Shua. Shnayim loked in kishuvin. You could have two people who both, through an act of kishuv, are both collecting gourds in a field. Echad loked pater, vechad loked chayiv. One of them is going to be pater, and one of them is going to be chayiv. How's that possible? They're both using kishuv. They're both doing the same activity. They both end up with the same result. Ha'osam ma'isa chayiv, ochiz esinayim pater. One is actually using kishuv to make it happen. He's going to be chayiv. If you had a field of kishuvin and he literally was malakid all of them using kishuv, that guy's going to be chayiv. But the one who just makes it look like he was malakid something, but it was really just some cheap magic trick that he found online or something, so that guy's going to be pater. That's not legitimate kishuv. That when we say in the first part of the Mishnah Madiach, someone who says Nelech Menavra Vadazara, now we're referring to someone who's Madiach and Nerin Dachas. Now we're talking about an entire city of people. We're not talking about an individual anymore. But there's no need to discuss that further because we already had that discussion, right? We read that was the previous Gemara. So now we move on to the second part of the Mishnah. Right? And by the way, that first line of the Mishnah obviously was the Seifa that we were referring to before. Mechashev zeh osa ma'isa. The mechashev is the one who does ma'isa. Tan Rabbanu, mechashefa echad ish ve'echad isha. A mechashefa doesn't have to be a woman. Both a woman and a man are included in mechashefa. If you look at Rashi, da'gabe ovi yadoni de mechashefim heim lo chilek b'nish li'isha. When it comes to ovi yadoni, the pasuk never distinguishes between a man and a woman. The chsiv ish o isha. It says beferish in the pasuk, a man or a woman who practices any of these types of sorcery. Right? That's that they're going to be chayiv. So im kein matam lomer machshefa. So why would the Torah? Now, typically we just discussed. Typically, the Torah always speaks b'lashon zachar. Kol Torah kula is written b'lashon zachar, and we know it comes to include echadish v'echad isha. So why dafka by the machshefa? This is where we have to include women all of a sudden. Now dafka by this by describing someone who's chayv skila. So why is it dafka by the machshefa that we describe in the feminine? It's not even related dafka to women. So answer the gemara m'nei rov nashim mitzuyus machshefa, because typically witches are women. So since women are the ones who practice witchcraft, so that's why he uses it's speaking b'matzvah, it's speaking with the most common situations. Okay, misasan b'meh, what's their misa with? What do they get? Rabbi Yosef Glilam, nemer kan makshefa l'schaya, v'nemer l'alan l'sichya kol neshama. It says, l'schaya kol neshama, it says over here that a makshefa should not be allowed to live, and it says that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, may arei ha'amim me'ila, Hashem elokecha mo'osel l'chanachla l'sichya kol neshama, that from all of these you're not allowed to leave anyone alive. So malahalan b'sayif. So just like over there by the suchayik on the shama of the zaynamim, it's b'sayif. It's with the sword. Afkan b'sayif. So over here as well, it must be that it's b'sayif, right? Because how do we know that it's b'sayif when you go in and you knock out the zaynamim? So if you look at Rashi, second to last line, malahalan b'sayif tuchsim b'sichon va'og v'yakeu Yisrael l'ficharev. It says b'ferish that by sichon log you should smite them l'ficharev. So over here as well, the machshefa gets saif. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, he says a different limud. Nemar kan machshefa los chaya. It says over here that a machshefa you should not allow to live. V'nemar la'lon, and it says also by Har Sinai in behemim ish lo yichya. What's that about? So that's the pasuk says lo siga bo yad kisakol yisakol yori yori behema imish lo yichya b'mshoch hayovel hema yalu v'har. Right, that only so long as the shechina is on Har Sinai, anyone who touches it, who comes too close, will not live. So he derives from that pasuk. Malalan b'skila, afkan b'skila. So says Rabbi Akiva, just like we get skila, as it says beferish in that pasuk, right? It says sakol yisakel, that you're going to get skila if you come too close to Har Sinai. So to mechashefa get skila. So I'm a little Rabbi Yossi says, wait a second, isn't my drasha much better than yours? Ani danti lo sechaya mi lo sechaya. I had the same exact phrase in two different places. I had lo sechaya by the zayin namim and lo sechaya by mechashefa, and that's what I linked to each other. Vata danta, but what's your drasha? You're learning, instead of learning from the zayin namim, you're learning from Har Sinai, lo sechaya mi lo yichya. From you're going to learn lo sechaya from lo yichya. Lo yichya is a totally different word. Why would you, if you have the option of learning lo sechaya from lo sechaya, why would you learn from lo yichya? So I'm Lord Rabbi Kiva says, no, ani danti Yisrael mi Yisrael. I think my comparison is much better, because at least I'm dealing with Jews, right? The mechashef l'schayev skila is a Jew, a Jewess. Right, so I think it's most appropriate to learn from a misa that's promised to Jews, namely at Har Sinai. So that's why I think I have a much better limud than you. So I need anti Yisrael Yisrael Shri Ben Akatz Miso Sabre, because we know that Klal Yisrael in general has many different chayav misos. There are many different things that they could be chayav misa for, and different types of misa. Va'ata danti yisrael me'ev kachavim shalom riba ben akasov ela misa achas. And you're being done from an ovi kachavim, where ovi kachavim always gets one misa. There's only one choice for ovi kachavim, and that's saif. So granted, lo sechaya is a more exact parallel. But of course when it's talking about the zaynamim means saif, it has to be tzayif, because that's all Gayim ever get. As opposed to if you're learning from a Jew, you're learning from what a Jew gets, well then that Misa was chosen. Skila was chosen as the Misa from a potential list of four. Skila was chosen as the Misa to give the person who comes close to Har Sinai. As opposed to by the Zaynam, there was no choice. Of course it's always going to be tzayif, that's just the way it is, by Bnei Noach. Benazi Omer Nemer Mechashef Lo Sechayev Nemer Kol Shochev Mehema Mos Yumas. Benazi says, no, it's a totally different drasha. It says Mechashef Lo Sechayev, and right near that it says Mechashef Lo Sechayev Shmos Perchav Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin Shmos Perchav Beis Pasuk Yud Ches. The very next pasuk Kol Shochev Mehema Mos Yumas, that someone who commits bestiality is going to get killed. So Samchu In Yilo. So it's a smichus that we darshin Mashochev Mehema Beskila Af Mechashef Beskila, that just like someone who lies with an animal gets skila, so to Mechashef get skila. Amulah Rabbi Yehuda chimepnei shasamchu inyan lo notzi lazeb skila. What, based on the smichus That's what we're going to do. We're going to give skila based on a smichus. Ela ovi yidoni b'chal mechashev mahayu. Rather, he says, no. What's the drasha? An ovi and yidoni are included already in machshefa. What they practice is a form of kishuv. V'lama yatsu. So why are ovi and yidoni singled out as separate surim in the Torah? L'hakash alein v'lomer l'cha ma ovi yidoni b'skila af mechashev b'skila. So it's to tell you, it's the lamid al kal kulu yatsa, right? It's to tell you the reason that they were singled out is to tell you that just like Oven Yidoni gets skila, so too all the other forms of kishuv are going to be subject to the same misa, to skila as well. If you look at Tosos, right, what you do see from here is that Rabbi Yehuda says, "What are you talking about? Smichus? What does smichus mean?" So, what kind of question is, what does smichus mean? Two things right next to each other in the Torah, that means something. So no, obviously what you see from here is Rabbi Yehuda holds that the fact that two things are put right next to each other in the Torah is meaningless, that he's not Dorish Smuchin. Vim Tomar, Shaini Hachadol Dorish Mishum Dika Gzer Shavadim, Mavka Mismuchin, Kud Dorish Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Did Dorish Lo Sechayim Lo Sechayim Kol Neshama De Besayev. So maybe you're going to say, no, over here the only reason he doesn't Darshan Smuchin is not because he's bothered by the idea of Darshaning Smuchin, is that Smichus is a lower level drasha, meaning if you have a drasha that Beferish links up the parsha of Mechashefa with a different parsha, so you'd sooner go with that. If you have a Gzer Shava, you'd sooner go with the Gzer Shava than to go with the Smichus. The Smichus is when there's no other drasha in place. Maybe the only reason Rabbi Yehuda really rejects the drasha of the Smichus over here is because there's an alternative drasha that uses a Gzer Shava to connect him to the Zayin Amim. Tei the daughter Rabbi Akiva Diyalv Melos Sechaya de Beskila Min Neima De Lo Svir Lech Karabanan De Darshin Smuchin. Where Rabbi Akiva, who learns Lo Sechaya, gets Skila. So you think he also rejects the idea of Smuchin? That he immediately is going to say, no, there's no such thing as a drash of Smuchin just because he doesn't use this Smichus? Just because you don't Darshan Smuchin in this instance doesn't mean you reject the entire concept of Smichus. No, if you have another drasha to Darshan in this instance, use the other drasha. So that doesn't mean you reject the entire concept of Smichus. No, what drives Rabbi Akiva to not say Smuchin over here? He has a Gzer Shava, he has a different limud. So Yesh Lomer Dedaik Mi Lishan Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious, Tosas, but Tosas spells it out, that clearly the diuk that the Gemara makes that Rabbi Yehuda is not Dorish Smuchin is not from his Shita over here, it's from his Lashon. He could have expressed himself in any number of ways. One way he could have expressed himself is, no, why Darshan the Smuchin? We already have a Gzer Shava. But that's not what he says. He says, V'chim Epnesha, Samchu in Yilow, Nautzilas have a Skila. Well, because of a Smichus, we're going to give Skila? Implying that smichus is worthless, that smichus doesn't have any power to it. That it would never, it's not even shayach to use a smichus to make such a drasha. That's important that the Gemara uses this as the source that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the concept of smichus. So, fact, the Gemara back in the Gemara Vayter that Rabbi Yehuda Nami lava over Yudoni shnei suma ban kachar v'kol shnei suma ban kachar in London. Why do you assume that Oven Yudoni are singled out to tell us that every type of mechashefa gets skila, every type of kishuf gets a penalty of skila? Then you should have only singled out, the Torah should have only singled out Ov or Yidoni, right? Generally, when one item is singled out, we say that's the Lamed Al Kol Kol Yatsu, but when two items are singled out, then normally we say that's Shnei Ksuv Naban Kechad, that it's Dafka Ov and Yidoni that are going to get skila, no one else. So Rabbi Zecharia, yeah, that's why we always say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that concept that we have throughout all of Shas, that Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kechad in Melamdin. He holds Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kechad in Melamdin. He holds that even when you have Shnei Ksuvim Aban Kechad, it could be Melamed, what the halacha is everywhere else. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shman Kshafim. Now we get some Agarata. Why is it called Kshafim? Well, not yet. So Shemachish and Pemalia Shalmala, because they contradict what the decrees that are made in heaven, that they go and they try to go against what it says in Shemayim. Einod Milvado, The pasuk says, "Einol milvado." I'm Rebbe Chanina. Afilu dvar kshafim. Einol milvado means if HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines something up in Shemayim, even with kishuf, it can't be changed. Gzeras Shemayim will not be changed even by using the koch of kishuf. This is a nefesh chayim as a whole section on the concept of einol milvado. That if a person has absolute belief that einol milvado, then he won't be subjected to the other forces and powers in this world that try to contradict the ratzon habore. But one can be subjected to it if he doesn't put his complete faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's borne out in the following story. There was a woman who was collecting dirt from under the feet of Rabbi Chanina. Why was she doing that? It was to practice kishuf on him and to make his life miserable, right? So she needed dirt that he had stepped on. So Amarla, he noticed what she was doing, and he said to her, "I dare you. Yeah, go ahead. You can do whatever you want. But I know, state in pasuk, einol milvado. So all of this is not going to affect me anyway." How can you say it's not going to affect you? Didn't we say that they're called machshefim because they are makchish p'malya shalmala, which implies that it has power to do something, even if you don't want it to do something? And so the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Chanina, did not for Zuchusei. Rabbi Chanina was different because he had plenty of Zuchuyos, and he knew that because of his Zuchuyos, he was going to be unaffected. The point is, that's what Rabbi Chaim Volozhin writes, this isn't Smichus Alanes. This is the Teva Habriya, that when a person believes, Einod Milvado, and he puts himself only under the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's whose Hashkacha he remains under, and that's it. And there's no other forces that are going to affect him. So it's the absolute Amuna of Einod Milvado that really drives the Jew, right? When that's what the Achronim write, the Poskim say, when you start getting involved in this sort of in all sorts of tricks and witchcraft and things like that, you're subjecting yourself. Those who believe in all that stuff, you're subjecting, right? The Rambam thinks all of this is a joke. The Rambam thinks there are no such powers. It's just that they all they look like such powers. But even those who believe in all these different types of powers, so once you open yourself up to it, you're subjecting yourself to it. Latova, L'ra, and all the rest. The Jew's job is Einod Milvado. A Jew is supposed to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how do we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We do his mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mitzvahs, and that's what we're supposed to do. Right? That's a point that has to be emphasized over and over again. Am Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagri, Am Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. B'lateyem Eilu Maisa Shedim. B'lateyem is a reference to Maisa Shedim. B'lahateyem Eilu Maisa Kshafim. That's a reference to Maisa Kshafim. V'cheinu Omer, V'eslat HaCherv HaMisapeches. How can you distinguish between a shade and kishuv, between using shadim and using kishuv? So someone who's makbid, that the kli that they use has to be a specific type, so that's someone who's involved with shadim. Someone who's not makbid on the kli that they use to do whatever it is that they're doing, whatever witchcraft or magic they're doing, that's a maisa kishuv. Amar Rabbi, hilchus kshafim ki hilchus Shabbos, that the halachos of kshafim are as varied as the halachos of Shabbos, in the following sense. Yeshman b'skila, v'yeshman patra v'lasser, v'yeshman mutal l'chachila. There are some types of kishuf you get skila for, some types of skila that are patra v'lasser, and some types of skila that are totally mutal l'chachila. Ha'osa maisa b'skila. If someone does a maisa, he's going to get skila. Ha'ochiz ha'seinayim patra v'lasser. Someone who just does sleight of hand, that's patra v'lasser. Mutal l'chachila, what's an example of kishuf that's mutal l'chachila? K'drav chanin rav oshia, kal mali shabata v'aiski b'hilchus yitzira, umirilu igla tilsa v'achli. That was, if you could pull off that trick, that Rabbi Chanin Rav Oshia used to do that every Erev Shabbos, they would use Sefer Yetzirah to create a nice piece of meat in order to eat it, L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Amravashi, Chazina, meaning what you see from there is that certain forces are allowed to be used for the sake of mitzvos, in order to be able to do mitzvos properly, right? That's probably the driving force. Amravashi, Chazina Le'lavua Dekarna, Denafetz V'shadi Krichi Dishroi Minechirei. He said, I saw the father of Karna, who was a certain type of Mechashev, said that he had a great trick. He used to do party tricks. He would blow out of his nose long strands of cloth, like magicians do with the little things they put in their mouth. Right? You pull out all the cloth. The Chartum said to Paro, "Wow, this is the Etzba Elokim, right? That by the, what was it, by Kinim, I think, right? That they said, Etzvah Elokim. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mikan She'en HaShed Yachli Baros, Briria Pachas Miksora. You see from there that the shade is unable to create something that's less than the size of a Sa'ora. And that's why when they saw something so tiny, they said, oh, that's Etzvah Elokim. That's something that we can't match up with. Rav Papa Amar Elokim, Afilu Kigam L'Nami L'Matzi Bar. He said, what are you talking about? They can't create things. Yesh Me'ayin, that doesn't happen. I don't care how big it is. They're not able to create things. So hey, Michnefle, hey, lo Michnefle. No, it's just that the power to collect them. That's what they do. That the larger creatures, they have the ability to gather and collect. Meaning, all they do is they take from Hefker. They have the ability through calling animals or whatever. They speak animal language and they're able to get animals to come from far away. But they can't deal with the very tiny animals. But no one's creating anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the borei. No one else is borei. Amalei Rav the Rabbi Chiya Didi Chazi Liyahu Taya. He says, I saw a certain Arab merchant to Shakli Lefsafsira. The guy de Legamla, that he took a knife and he started cutting up a camel into different parts. Vitarafle betavla vakam, and he put it out on a board and he got it back up to be put back together. Amale the basar hachi damu partami avi ami avai says, well, afterwards when he did that, what happened to the blood? What happened to all the parts that immediately all the dirt and blood and stuff that came out when he cut it up? Ella, he says, obviously this was a magic trick. This was not this was sleight of hand. This was not something that was real. Ziiri iklal Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. Ziiri took a trip to Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Zavan chamra, and while he was there, he bought himself a donkey. And as soon as he fed the donkey some water, it melted. So obviously the donkey wasn't real, it was only kishuf, it was made by kishuf. So they gave him instead a different donkey in its place. I'm sorry, the donkey turned into a board of a bridge. That's how they made it in the first place. So Amrulay, so they said to him, when he said, I'd like to return this board and get a donkey, please, I paid for a donkey, right? So they said, he loves the iriat, love madrinalach. If you are in Ziri, we look at the sign. It says no returns. If you are in Ziri, we never would have given a return. Come on, is there anyone that buys something here and doesn't check it out with the water first to make sure that it's real and that it's not just something made out of kishuv? How could you make such a foolish mistake? And therefore, it's only because you're Ziri that we're going to be so nice to you. Okay, I guess we'll stop here and pick up on the next story tomorrow.